On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
It is PG-13 in our theater.
So I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Party. 5 stars. I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again. And I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film Spider-Man Far From Home. Spider-Man came out on July 2nd, 2019, and is an action-adventure sci-fi. The rating is PG-13, and the runtime is 2 hours and 9 minutes. The film's director is John Watts, and you'd recognize him from doing Spider-Man Homecoming, as well as the film Cop Car. Starring in the film, we have Tom Holland, who's playing Peter Parker, also Spider-Man. You'd recognize Tom as he's reprised his role as Spider-Man, but he also played in the film The Impossible, where he played Lucas. We also have Samuel L. Jackson reprising his role as Nick Fury. You'd also recognize Samuel L. Jackson as recently reprising another role as John Shaft in the new 2019 version movie, Shaft. We also have Jake Gyllenhaal, who is playing Quentin Beck, or Mysterio. You'd recognize Jake from the film Nightcrawler, where he plays Louis Bloom, as well as an older film called Donnie Darko, where he played Donnie Darko. We also have Marisa Tomei playing May Parker, or Aunt May. You'd recognize Marisa from such films as My Cousin Vinny, where she plays Mona Lisa Vito, and The Wrestler, where she played Cassidy. We also have Jon Favreau playing Happy Hogan, of course reprising his role as Happy, but you'd also recognize Jon from a new Netflix series called The Chef Show, which is loosely based off of a film of his called The Chef. And then finally we have Martin Starr, who plays Mr. Harrington. You'd recognize Martin from such shows as Freaks and Geeks, where he played Bill Haverchuk, as well as Silicon Valley, where he played Bertram Guilfoyle. The plot of the film is that it takes place after Endgame. Now, as we go through this plot, I am going to warn you, if you have not seen Endgame, there is probably spoilers. But we'll go ahead and continue. After the death of his mentor, Tony Stark, Peter is feeling the pressure to fill Stark's shoes. Not to mention the public putting the pressure on him too. Peter Parker is in dire need just to be a teenager. He's getting ready to go on a European school trip, and he just wants to take a vacation from being Spider-Man. Peter wants to enjoy Europe for everything that it is, and try to spend some time with MJ. However, when Nick Fury decides he needs Spider-Man to help out, as well as help a new hero with a fishbowl for a head to deal with some elemental bad guys, it turns out Peter may not get the vacation he was hoping for. We get a little bit of this from the trailer, which we'll play for you now.
The Spider-Man Far From Home trailer is about to play, but if you haven't seen Avengers Endgame yet, stop watching, because there's some serious spoilers about to come up. But if you have seen Avengers Endgame, enjoy the trailer.
Everywhere I go, I see his face.
I just really miss him.
Yeah, I miss him too. I don't think Tony would have done what he did if he didn't know that you were gonna be here after he was gone.
You gonna be the next Iron Man now?
Well, no, I don't have time. I'm too busy doing your jobs.
What?
I'm kidding, I'm kidding. Look,
keep up the good work.
Because I am going on vacation.
Heads up, Nick Fury's calling you.
I don't really want to talk to Nick
Answer
Fury.
The phone.
Why?
Because if you don't talk to him, then I have to talk to him. I don't want to talk to him. You sent Nick Fury to voicemail?
I gotta go.
You do not ghost Nick Fury.
What up, dorks?
What's up? We're just talking about the trip.
I'm here in St. Marco Polo.
Oh, I think MJ really likes me.
That reminds me of when I first fell in love.
You're a very difficult person to contact, Spider-Man. This is Mr. Beck.
We could have used someone like you on my world.
Your world?
Beck is from Earth, just not ours.
The snap tore a hole in our dimension.
You're saying there's a multiverse?
We have a job to do, and you're coming with us.
There's gotta be someone else you can use.
What about Thor?
Off-world.
Captain Marvel.
Unavailable.
But I'm just a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Bitch, please, you've been to space.
What do you want, Peter?
I want to go back on my trip with the girl who I really like and tell her how I feel.
MJ,
I
am Spider-Man.
No, of course I'm not.
I mean, it's kind of obvious.
You're right, you may not be ready, but this is my responsibility.
Saving the world requires sacrifice. Sometimes people die.
I always feel like I'm putting my friends in danger. The world needs the next Iron Man.
Are you going to step up or not?
I gotta get you guys out of here! Get on the jet!
Who are you?
I work with Spider-Man.
You work for Spider-Man?
I work with Spider-Man, not for Spider-Man. New plan!
All right, there you guys go. That is the trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home. As you heard at the very beginning, we had our star Tom Holland warning everyone as well that by seeing the trailer, it could release spoilers. Which is funny, in fact, because they actually waited a little bit to release the trailer because they were worried that fans would be upset that... you know, that there was spoilers in there. So kind of a fun fact. So let's review the film. I want to start by saying that I think it's very hard to follow up a film like Endgame. So it's very brave for Spider-Man to be that first movie. The question remains, does Marvel have the magic touch to keep the momentum going? After all, a decade-old chapter just closed. Many thought it was crazy for them to do this in the first place, so trying to keep the fandom going is kind of a concern. But if Star Wars can do it, then maybe Marvel can too? You know, then again, we're talking about, what, 20 different films versus 9 total? Well, 10 if we do Rogue One, and then of course we've got the solo movies, but let's not go down that rabbit hole. So as we roll into Spider-Man, I will say that it has the similar vibe as the first one, hence same director, and I wasn't a big fan of the original, and fear this one hit me kind of at the same level. And this is probably because we have, you know, like I said, the same director, but the vibe I get is that the audience is definitely for more of what I would consider your 10 to 17 year old kind of preteen to teenager group. It's a summer movie for the kids to go see and possibly just relate to, so maybe that's why it's not intriguing me as much. In this film, we are getting the superhero fighting, but we also start to look a little bit more in depth into Peter's life as a teenager and what it must be like to be a teenager and have to handle being a hero at the same time, and hopefully, maybe, also have a little bit of a personal life. I felt the movie ran a little too long. I actually started to fall asleep at moments during the movie, and when it finally started to pick up again, of course, I livened right up. The story itself has been done in the past by Marvel, and I won't tell you which film, but I'll just say after you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about. Not to mention, when they did it the first time, the film that I'm saying that they did it before with, that movie wasn't received very well then either. So it's almost like they tried to take another stab at it, and although better, still not great. Jake Gyllenhaal does a great job playing Mysterio. His talent isn't lacking anywhere in the film, and he plays the part very well. I would even go as far as saying that he might be the best part of the entire film. Tom Holland still plays a good Spidey. We get a lot of great scenes of his web-slinging skills, and we also get some city fly-throughs, which is very reminiscent of the old Sam Raimi Spideys. I like that we were able to tie things back to previous movies and kind of still sews the story to, together in ways that you didn't realize it would. I think we've gotten enough of seeing Peter in different Spider-Man suits, though, but it does start to feel like an old, worn-out pair of jeans, right? We've seen the suits, let's move forward. We liked Iron Man because we saw that he updated his suit through his tech and his expertise. It's what makes Tony Stark who he is, but with Spidey, it feels like that they're just trying too hard to make him like Iron Man, and I feel like it doesn't need to happen. This also carries through the story arc as well, but I'm not going to talk more about that. In the end, it's a good film to see once. I just don't think I'm going to be sitting down to watch it again anytime soon, just as I haven't the other Spider-Man films. Maybe it's time that they do a team-up movie with him, much like we had with Thor Ragnarok. I would love to see a movie where Spider-Man and Falcon work together, or maybe even Bucky Barnes or the Hulk himself. So, my rating for the film is 3 out of 5. I'm trying to be fair. Not a favorite of mine, but I also see how it could appease a certain audience or draw them in. So, 3 out of 5 I feel like is very fair in that rating. Are there stingers during or after the credits? Yes, during the credits, Marvel's doing its part not to let us down, to have a little snippet during the credits that promises more to come and perhaps a little bit of nostalgia. And then after the credits, there's actually... I would almost call it a scene instead of like a stinger, but it opens up even more potentials, so stay for both. I promise you won't be let down. And this concludes my review for Spider-Man Far From Home. As always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. And you can find us on several platforms for podcasts thanks to Anchor, which is found on anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. It's because of them we're found on Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, you name it, you'll be able to find us. And it's all because of Anchor, and we thank them for that. This is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink and go out and see a great film with your family, friends, or maybe just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.